Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Hei. After Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, he encourages them, Al te'atzvu v'al yichar b'yenechem ki mechartem oti heina. Don't be sad and don't be angry for having sold me here. It's interesting that Yosef refers to two emotions, sadness and anger. And I believe the two of them are natural outgrowths of a person being frustrated with something that they may have done, may have been involved in. The first, on the one hand, is to be sad, is to feel bad about what one has done. The second, to a certain extent, the reverse, is to be angry. Maybe to be angry at oneself, maybe to be angry at others and seek to blame them for what they've done. Yosef encourages the brothers not to fall into the trap of either sadness or anger. Why not? Ki lemechiyash lachani Elokim lefnechem. Because even though your intention was to sell me for a negative reason, God turned what you did into a positive and has sent me to keep the Jewish people alive. Yosef sees everything that's happened to him, not only making lemonade out of the lemon, but seeing it as something God has sent him for. The famine is an indication that God has a plan here to use the position he's put me in to not only keep the people alive, but help the Jewish people grow into the great nation they're supposed to be part of. So don't be sad and angry about it. See the positive that it's led to. Obviously, what you did was wrong, but see the positive in the direction of where it can go and needs to go. This obviously is a huge lesson about our ability to be able to see the direction in the future, even if things that have come out of a negative, and even if it's come out of something negative we've chosen to do. Sometimes when we read the Torah, we see the Torah speaking about these things, but don't translate it into our lives. It's important that we learn to apply this to our life situations, to the difficult situations we find ourselves in, like Yosef, to be able to see the direction out of it, and not to become depressed and angry over mistakes we may have made, so that we can channel things in the right direction.